"Then Lalaith will not come back?" said Turin. "Where has she gone?" "She will not come back," said Sador. "But where she has gone, no man knows, or I do not."
"Has it always been so? Or do we suffer some curse of the wicked king, perhaps, like the evil breath?"
"I do not know. A darkness lies behind us, and out of it few tales have come. The fathers of our fathers may have had things to tell, but they did not tell them. Even their names are forgotten. The mountains stand between us and the life that they came from, flying from no man now knows what."
"Were they afraid?" said Turin.
"It may be," said Sador. "It may be that we fled from the fear of the dark, only to find it here before us, and nowhere else to fly to but the sea."
"We are not afraid any longer," said Turin. "Not all of us. My father is not afraid, and I will not be, or at least, as my mother, I will be afraid, and not show it."
It seemed then to Sador that Turin's eyes were not the eyes of a child, and he thought, "Grief is a hone to a hard mind." But aloud he said, "Son of Húrin and Morwen, how it will be with your heart, Lamadal cannot guess. But seldom, and to few, will you show what is in it." Then Turin said, "Perhaps it is better not to tell what you wish if you cannot have it. But I wish, Lamadal, that I were one of the Eldar. Then Lalaith might come back, and I should still be here, even if she were long away. I shall go as a soldier with an elf king as soon as I am able, as you did, Lamadal."
"You may learn much of them," said Sador, and he sighed. "They are fair folk and wonderful, and they have a power over the hearts of men. And yet I think sometimes that it might have been better if we had never met them, but had walked in lowlier ways. For already they are ancient in knowledge, and they are proud and enduring. In their light we are dimmed, or we burn with too quick a flame, and the weight of our doom lies the heavier on us."
"But my father loves them," said Turin, "and he's not happy without them. He says that we have learned nearly all that we know from them, and have been made a nobler people. And he says that the men that have lately come over the mountains are hardly better than orcs."
"That is true," answered Sador, "true at least of some of us. But the up-climbing is painful, and from high places it is easy to fall low."